News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And speaking of Veterans Day, we'll talk about the programming for Veterans Day here at FM Talk 106.5 for Monday, where this show is going to be on the road. Details on that coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department not working any new accidents, but we have two different accidents, County Road 112 and Champion Paver Road, just before the Baldwin County Escambia, Florida County line, both involving 18-wheelers, the one with the medical helicopter that had to land, so be careful if you're traveling in those areas. The Mobile International Festival, celebrating the art and science of food, Saturday, November 23rd at the grounds in Mobile. Enjoy international foods, live music, dance, and more. Get tickets at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast is going to expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The following is a paid commercial endorsement.
My whole business just went up in flames, but my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there. Visit Lion Fry Cadden Insurance Agency in Mobile today at lionfrycadden.com.
Right, 607 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. I mentioned some programming notes for Veterans Day. So on Monday, this very show, Mobile Mornings, will be live at the Civic Center. We're going to be there at the parking lot where they line up. The veterans assemble for the parade that'll roll through the streets of Mobile starting at 10 on Monday. But we're out there from 6 to 9 hanging out with the veterans. And this year's focus is on Vietnam-era veterans. And luckily, we have some booked to be on the show with us on Monday. They will be visiting us in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit, our studio on wheels. We'll be out there and inviting all of y'all to stop on by, honor those veterans, and grab some breakfast with us, some FM Talk 106.5 goodies. We're going to bring, if you've not had a chance to get by and ever get a hugger or any of the goodies from us, we'll have all those out there as well. So please come by and be part of the show on Monday, Veterans Day, from 6 to 9. We'll probably be there a little bit after that, too, from the Civic Center parking lot. And then, of course, you heard the message there, Fisher House program on Saturday, Sunday, and during the midday on Monday of Veterans Day. And if that's not all, Veterans Day activities going on throughout the day on Monday at Battleship Memorial Park, and we'll talk more about that today when Midday Mobile goes live to the USS Alabama Fantail. We'll do Midday Mobile from noon to 1, talking about what's going on at the battleship, and then the Scuttlebutt Boys, our show for veterans, by veterans, that'll air from 1 to 2 today.
Awesome. Can't wait.
So that's going on. All right. So what's in news? D'Angelo Parnell in court today. Talk more about that. Mississippi's got a new governor, and Virginia is for Democrat lovers.
Are they
still using that? Virginia's for lovers. some interesting national political stories from last night. We'll get into that as well. And coming up in sports.
Yeah, the College Football Playoff Committee with their inaugural 2019 rankings. No SEC team at the very top.
Boo! Details coming up right now. Kelly's got headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Scary moments for shoppers at the Sims Walmart after a bomb threat was anonymously called into that Walmart supercenter on Moffett Road Tuesday afternoon. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, their K-9 unit, Mobile Police's K-9 unit, and MCSO patrol units all responded to that scene. Good news, the store was cleared and no explosives were ever found. At this hour, MSCO does not have any known suspects in their custody, but this investigation does continue at this hour. The Mobile teenager who was wanted for making terroristic threats online against Vigor High School last week is now back in police custody after escaping on October the 31st. That threat was made in a Facebook post involving clowns. The school district then notified the Mobile Police Department, who then arrested the 17-year-old after that teenager was able to escape from the detention center as a transporting officer was arriving. The teenager is now in the custody of Strickland Youth Center and is charged with making a terroristic threat, escape, theft, and violation of probation. The investigation continues into the Hillsdale area of the city after one person was shot Tuesday afternoon. According to the Mobile Police Department, officers arrived at Aaron Drive in response to a man shot at approximately 3:30 p.m., and that is when they discovered a man suffering from a gunshot wound to the back. He was transported to the hospital. MPD does confirm that they have not taken any suspects into custody yet, but the investigation does continue at this hour. If you have information, you're encouraged to contact police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A mass shooting suspect goes before a judge today. Prosecutors are expected to lay out evidence against D'Angelo Parnell. On August 30th, Mobile police say he shot nine people during the LaFleur-Williamson football game at Ladd Peoples Stadium. Parnell faces nine counts of attempted murder. Police don't believe he was the only shooter, and the search for a second suspect continues. The votes are in, and Republican Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves will become the next governor of Mississippi, with 99% of precincts reporting Reeves received 52% of the vote. His opponent, Democratic Attorney General Jim Hood, got 46%. The College Football Playoff Committee released its first rankings of the season Tuesday night. They believe the Ohio State Buckeyes are the best team in the country. The Buckeyes are number one, followed by LSU and Alabama. Clemson and Georgia are currently on the outside looking in. Ohio State may not hold the top spot for long, with Saturday's showdown between LSU and Alabama looming. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
The first College Football Playoff Committee rankings of the season. Carolina shuts down Cam for the year, and the college basketball season begins with some upsets. It's quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The first college football playoff rankings of 2019 were released last night. Ohio State earned the committee's number one ranking for the first time in the college football playoff era. The Buckeyes are followed by number two LSU and number three Alabama, who have been ranked either first or second in the AP poll for the past 4 weeks and will, of course, face each other in Tuscaloosa for a huge matchup this Saturday. CFP Selection Committee Chairperson Rob Mullins explained why he had the Buckeyes ranked ahead of the Tigers and the Tide.
Watch Ohio State. They have performed at a very consistent level. Really good on both sides of the ball. Explosive offensive playmakers. And Chase Young's probably as disruptive a defensive player as there is in the country. And when you look at their resume, they perform at a consistently high level every week.
He used the word consistent a lot last night. Penn State rounds out the top four, leapfrogging number five, Clemson, who was ranked fourth in the Associated Press poll. Mullins said the committee felt Penn State's schedule had been more difficult, and guess what? They've been more consistent.
Consistency.
Penn State's been very consistent. I think they've held seven of their eight opponents to 13 points or less. And Clemson's coming on and playing their best football. But after week 10, the committee felt that Penn State was a notch above.
Yeah, be a little more consistent, Clemson, then you'll move into the top four.
You're telling me Alabama, is Alabama, so Ohio is that much more consistent than Alabama?
Easy to be consistent when you're playing some bad teams. But they have been putting up a lot of points against
Ohio
those bad teams.
Stuff, man.
The Nittany Lions will face unbeaten number 17 Minnesota on Saturday. Number 6 Georgia leads a pack of one-loss teams, followed by number 7 Oregon, number 8 Utah, and number 9 Oklahoma. Number 10 Florida is the highest-ranked two-loss team. They're followed closely by number 11-ranked Auburn. And at number 12, Baylor is the only other undefeated team in the CFP rankings. The 13-member committee will produce four more sets of rankings each Tuesday before that final list is released on December the 8th. The University of Minnesota and head football coach P.J. Fleck have agreed to a 7-year contract extension that will run through 2026. The contract is worth $33.25 million, but includes an important buyout provision that would require Fleck to pay the school millions of dollars if he leaves in the next 3 years. Fleck is in his third year with Minnesota. The Golden Gophers currently rank number 17 in the playoff poll after an 8-0 start and a 5-0 record in the Big Ten. In NFL news, Cam Newton's season is over after the Carolina Panthers placed the quarterback on injured reserve yesterday. Newton's been trying to recover from a foot injury since week 2 of this season, but he's still experiencing pain. ESPN reports that after Newton visited with foot specialist Dr. Robert Anderson on Friday in Green Bay, management decided it would be best for the quarterback and the team to shut him down for the rest of the year. Before this injury, the first pick of the 2011 draft had missed only 3 starts in 7 years. The Jacksonville Jaguars announced yesterday that Nick Foles will regain his job as starting quarterback from rookie Gardner Minshew, beginning with the November 17th game at Indianapolis. Minshew has started the past 8 games, while Foles was recovering from a broken collarbone that he sustained in the season opener. The 2020 college basketball season began last night, with most teams in the NCAA taking the court, including the top 4 ranked teams in the nation. Number 2 ranked Kentucky knocked off number 1 ranked Michigan State 69-62. Freshman guard Tyrese Maxey had a stellar game for the Wildcats, scoring 26 points off the bench, including the game-clinching 3-pointer with just over a minute to play. Number 4 ranked Duke beat number 3 Kansas 68-66, with Trey Jones leading the Blue Devils with 15 points. In the SEC, Auburn's Samir Dowdy scored 20 points, and 3 Tigers finished in double figures as number 24 ranked Auburn defeated Georgia Southern 83-74. The Alabama basketball program off to a disappointing start to the Nate Oates era as the Tide fell 81-80 to the Penn Quakers in Tuscaloosa. In other games, number 6 Florida beat North Florida 74-59. Georgia beat Western Carolina 91-72. Tennessee got the win over UNC Asheville 78-63. Arkansas crushed Rice 91-43. And Mississippi State beat Florida International 77-69. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars hold their opener at the Mitchell Center when they take on the University of Pikeville at 7 p.m. 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
They can't even be the Fighting Quakers, because that would be... You can't
That'd
do
be
that.
Wrong.
Yeah, it'd be wrong. So
could the Quaker Oats. Well, maybe that's why they lost. Nate Oates losing to the Quakers.
Now it all makes sense. Now I understand. I don't understand the CFP, but I understand that. 621, coming right back.
Dix River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Dix River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dix River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, two different accidents at County Road 112 and Champion Paper Road right before the Baldwin and Scambia, Florida County line, both involving an 18-wheeler. First one involving a motorcycle. The second one had a medical helicopter land. So again, 112 will be closed for a while. Mobile Police Department working no wrecks in the roadways. And whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. We'll check back in with him shortly for more on traffic here on a Wednesday morning. Also, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the forecast, including another cool, okay, we can probably even say cold weekend ahead. I'm fired up about that. Kelly's got her headlines in just a second. This segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. The holidays are approaching. Didn't you know? And maybe you think, I need to save a couple extra dollars here during the holiday season. Well, I got a way that you maybe haven't thought of to put some more money in the bank account. How about consolidating your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and saving with Lightstream? Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Go check out your credit card statement. See what you're paying right now. I'm guaranteeing you it's going to be higher than that. National average interest rate is 20% APR. Why throw money at interest every month that you don't have to? Nice thing is about folks at Lightstream. Right now, you can get that low rate. Also, that rate will be fixed. So as the rates continue to rise, your low rate's locked in. It's not going to budge. There are no fees when you sign on, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit, well, y'all deserve a better loan experience. And that's exactly what they deliver. And just for listeners of FM Talk 106.5, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get that discount is to go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, SULLIV as in Victor, AN, just like the Sullivan family singers in Washington County. Not the same family, but the same spelling. It is subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. Kelly's got headlines right now.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your health news this morning, the West Nile virus has been detected in Mobile County using Sentinel chickens. That's according to the Mobile County Health Department. Last month, the MCHD reported the fifth case of West Nile virus in the country this year. The health officer for Mobile County, Dr. Eichold, says, quote, the public should assume that there are mosquitoes carrying the disease throughout Mobile County. Don't let your guard down. MCHD received the results back from a lab in Tampa, Florida through Vector Services. They test blood samples every Monday. Since 2018, there have been 12 people diagnosed with the West Nile virus in Mobile County. Health officials advise that you wear mosquito repellent when you're participating in outdoor activities. This will help to reduce the exposure to mosquitoes that carry the virus. An arrest has been made in a burglary third degree and a domestic violence third degree complaint case. 37-year-old Archie Moore was arrested Tuesday. During the arrest of Moore, investigators then located a large amount of property believed to have been stolen in other burglaries in and around the Dolphin Island Parkway community, which is south of I-10. Investigators are asking if you believe that you were the victim of a burglary within the last 3 years in and around the Dolphin Island Parkway community. They want you to call 251-208-2580 between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You will then be able to make arrangements to come and identify property which may belong to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. 626 FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, of course, Kelly Finley. Dr. Bill Williams on the way, and Kane with our traffic. By the way, Kane has a great event coming up this weekend, Kane's Warrior Kids. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit as we get closer to this pre-Veterans Day weekend. Reminder, Fisher House programming coming up Saturday and Sunday, also on Monday from noon to 2, and on Veterans Day, this very show, Mobile Mornings Live from the Civic Center parking lot as the veterans line up for the parade that starts at 10 on Monday morning. All right, saw this, a couple things of interest. Number one, with a nod of the cap to my friends at WKRG, under the Baldwin County beat here, mm-hmm. Headline, Dolphin Island has the state's lowest poverty rate.
Did they annex Dolphin Island?
I'm not quite sure. So I'm interested in the story. I'm going to lay it out for you. But yes, under the Baldwin County tab, Dolphin Island has the state's lowest poverty rate. So Dolphin Island has the lowest poverty rate in the state. All right, D.I., in a measurement of zip codes done by the U.S. Census Bureau, the 36528 zip code has a poverty rate of just 1.3%. Other zip codes in the area are faring well. Spanish Fort, only 4.2%. Orange Beach, 7.0%. Mobile, 7.1%. Fairhope, 8.7%. And Mobile, 9.0%. Why are there two Mobiles?
Yes, two Mobiles. Interesting.
Different zip codes. There you go. The 36527 in Spanish Fort is 4.2. The 36561 in Orange Beach is 7.0. The 36693 in Mobile is 7.1. Yeah, so these are some of the... We'll give you more of these stats coming up, but I just caught my eye that it was under the Dolphin Island beat that Dolphin Island was listed.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager who threatened shootings at four Mobile County high schools on social media has been arrested. Mobile police say the 17-year-old made the threats at several high schools the day before Halloween. The teen was eventually taken into custody, but he managed to escape after slipping out of his handcuffs at Strickland Youth Center. He faces a number of charges, including making terrorist threats and escape. The search is continuing this morning for an airman who fell into the Gulf of Mexico yesterday afternoon. The search is about a mile and a half from Santa Rosa Island. According to the Coast Guard, the airman fell from a C-130 airplane into the water. The Coast Guard, Florida Fish and Wildlife, and the Air Force are all assisting. They've been looking throughout the night. We expect to learn more today about a deadly motorcycle crash Tuesday night on the Baldwin Beach Express. One person was killed in that crash. Alabama State Troopers say the crash happened about 8:15 just south of Bucky's at the intersection of Oakdale Drive. The accident involved a motorcycle and another vehicle. Troopers confirm the victim has not yet been identified. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I've chosen Sayo City Hand and Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand and Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
Bailey's TV and Mattress has the best prices of the year. In the 2019 TV Value Electronics Shootout, the Sony OLED was just named the king of TV. Stop by Bailey's for a demo today. The Sony OLED is the best picture we've ever seen. Perfect for all the big ball games coming up. Bailey's TV providing Mobile excellent service and installation for over 65 years. And Bailey's TV is your local Sonos audio dealer. Bailey's TV and Mattress, Lakeside and Government, 666-0448.
Hey guys, Cole Kubik here, and I want to tell you about the Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash coming up November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. A $10,000 drawdown is going to take place, catered by Bay Gourmet. Adult beverages will be provided by Serta Brewery. DJ Dr. Feelgood will be in the house, along with a silent auction. Proceeds are going to go to Auburn Wheelchair Sports. The Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash, November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. All proceeds going to Auburn Wheelchair Sports.
Tickets available at all Rim Animal Clinic locations.
Thank you, Kentucky!
Kentucky's Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear is being called governor-elect by some after edging out a razor-thin margin over incumbent Republican Matt Bevins, but Bevins has not conceded and is charging voting irregularities. Mississippi voters have chosen Republican Tate Reeves to be the new governor, while Virginians have given control of both houses of the state legislature to Democrats for the first time in a generation. An arrest has been made in connection with the massacre of nine Americans living in the northern Mexico state of Sonora. Nadia Romero is following developments.
The attorney general for the neighboring state of Chihuahua didn't disclose what the suspect's involvement might have been, but says a newly formed drug cartel could be behind the massacre.
Britain's five-week election campaign officially got underway today when Parliament was dissolved ahead of the December 12 vote. Stock futures are nudging just barely into green this hour, ahead of Wall Street's opening bell, with global markets higher. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Japanese technology company SoftBank posted its first quarterly loss in 14 years because of a write-down of almost $3.5 billion on its investment in office-sharing company WeWork. Trading on Walgreens Boots Alliance shares briefly halted yesterday when they spiked to a record high on a report the company's been exploring a deal to go private. It would be the biggest leveraged buyout of all time if it happens. Reuters says the company has hired Evercore Partners to explore a go-private attempt, and none of the parties will comment. Goldman Sachs says we're at peak tariff and that the tit-for-tat trade war between the U.S. and China is actually easing. The New York Investment Bank expects no more tariff increases and believes the two sides are making progress in finalizing a Phase 1 deal. Just barely made it to new record closing highs for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It was up 31 points, and the Nasdaq added one. The S&P closed 3 points lower. Futures are pointed toward a higher market open at this hour. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, we've got the rain coming at some point, and I know we have a pretty weekend ahead. Walk us through the getting there.
Yeah, that's the real good news is that weekend. It looks like another nice one after last weekend. Not quite as cool as we had last Saturday and Sunday, but should be rather pleasant. We're going to start out today with a really nice day, up to 78 yesterday. Looks like we'll do it again this afternoon under mostly sunny skies. Now, tonight the clouds will start to move in as the wind gradually works its way around to the south. And then tomorrow, we've got a real good chance for showers, especially the afternoon and on into tomorrow night. Most of it will be shower activity, maybe a thunderstorm or two, but I don't expect any kind of severe weather at this time. But it's all due to a strong cold front that will be moving down through Mississippi and Alabama tomorrow and should reach the coast tomorrow night. We will get into the upper 70s tomorrow. It'll be more humid. And then tomorrow night, as I mentioned, we'll see showers. And then the front comes through. And on Friday, it'll be a mostly cloudy day and a windy day. The wind out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour, but the high only about 62 degrees. So quite a bit cooler on Friday. It'll clear off for Friday night, and we'll get down around 40 degrees with many areas getting into the upper 30s, possibly even the mid-30s. That sets us up for the weekend. It looks good with high pressure building over us, sunny skies and 62 on Saturday, and then sunny and 68 on Sunday. After that, we've been a little bit of a warming trend on Monday, a slight chance of a shower. Then another cold front comes through and even stronger on Tuesday, and we'll see highs only in the 50s. So we're going to not only get a touch of fall, but it sounds like a touch of winter coming in here with highs in the 50s.
Yeah, so I mean, that's if I hear you say highs in the 50s, I'm just guessing that we could pretty sure have lows in the 30s, right?
Yeah, lows will be in the 30s most likely Tuesday night. But the weekend, enjoy it because highs in the 60s and lows in the 40s should be a very comfortable weekend.
Yeah, it's because we hadn't had a, you know, a freeze yet. So do you think that could be next week? You think
possibility? If not, we might have a chance for some frost, which we'd look at Tuesday night and possibly Wednesday night.
All right. So as we're planning ahead, if you've got your growing vegetables or whatever, you have those delicate plants, you know, we'll talk about it next week. But that may be the move them into the house portion of our show.
Yes.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? Anything you're watching there?
All right, now looking good. I mentioned yesterday a few thunderstorms in the tropical Atlantic. That's the case this morning. But conditions for any kind of formation there are slim because of the winds in the upper atmosphere.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. By the way, mentioned on Monday that we're going to be out at the Civic Center. The forecast looks all right for Monday. We'll be out there for the Veterans Day Parade and hooking you up with FM Talk 106.5 goodies. And I got a note from our friend Patty over at Allegri Market, mm-hmm. which I love. Anytime I see her show up at our lobby here.
Get
always
happy.
Good. Last, oh, man. the corn we got from Allegri last time. How good was that?
That was so good. And it was all gone from my house in like 3 or 4 days. And I had a lot of corn.
Yeah, you and I did the same thing. Instead of like normal people would put some back and this and that, you and I both ate corn. We would be in here talking. We ate corn for like lunch.
Yeah,
I was eating corn back here from the microwave at mm-hmm. work and then going home and eating corn. But Allegri Farm Market is providing us with some fresh food for our breakfast on Monday as well.
Awesome.
Baldwin County Satsumas are in.
Ooh.
Plus, we'll have some bananas as well. So when you stop by and visit us between 6 and 9 on Monday, Veterans Day Monday, you can grab some of that fresh produce from Allegri Farm Market. Big thank you for them supporting our support of Veterans Day 2019. And the focus this year, Vietnam-era veterans, I would say about time. 6:40, we'll check traffic coming up next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, state troopers tell us that County Road 112 is closed from Barano Park to State Line because two accidents involving an AT-wheeler and a motorcycle, so avoid that area if you can. So far through Mobile, we look great. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. South Alabama basketball single game tickets are now on sale. November's highlighted by the men's team hosting the Auburn Tigers at the Mitchell Center coming up Tuesday, November 12th. Tickets are just $10. Find yours at usajaguars.com. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. All right, some news we can use coming up. They got six steps, tricks from Psychology Today to remembering people's names.
Oh,
if that
awesome.
Is a challenge for you, they've got some tricks here you can use to help remember a name.
Let's hear them, Sean.
Okay, well, we'll do it in a second, Dalton. Right now, Kelly has got our headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a smartphone, you will receive a refund if you're an AT&T customer, as more than 3.5 million people have been affected. This is your tech news this morning, as AT&T has agreed to pay $60 million over allegations that they charge smartphone customers for, quote, unlimited plans, only to reduce their data speeds if they exceeded those limits. In the 2014 complaint, the Federal Trade Commission says that AT&T failed to adequately disclose to their unlimited data plan customers that if they use a certain amount of data during their billing cycle, AT&T would reduce their data speed. The FTC says, quote, AT&T promised unlimited data without qualification and failed to deliver on that promise. The $60 million will go in part to provide refunds to both current and former AT&T customers who had originally signed up for unlimited plans prior to 2011. Current AT&T customers will automatically receive a credit to their bills. Former customers will receive refund checks. This morning, the Mobile County Sheriff's Department needs your help figuring out the culprit behind a local lumberyard incident. Now, surveillance video captures a suspect driving to a lumberyard after cutting a fence. He then takes another turn around the parking lot before getting out of his vehicle and loading his truck with more than $500 worth of lumber around 10:30 p.m. October the 20th. You can watch the video on the Team Sheriff Facebook page. If you watch that video and you find that you have information, you can report that tip to the department and remain anonymous. Just call 251-574-8633. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit alamha.org to find a retailer near you. That's alamha.org.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A mass shooting suspect goes before a judge today. Prosecutors are expected to lay out evidence against D'Angelo Parnell. On August 30th, Mobile police say he shot 9 people during the LaFleur Williamson football game at Ladd Peoples Stadium. Parnell faces 9 counts of attempted murder. Police don't believe he was the only shooter, and the search for a second suspect continues. The votes are in, and Republican Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves will become the next governor of Mississippi, with 99% of precincts reporting Reeves received 52% of the vote. His opponent, Democratic Attorney General Jim Hood, got 46%. The College Football Playoff Committee released its first rankings of the season Tuesday night. They believe the Ohio State Buckeyes are the best team in the country. The Buckeyes are number 1, followed by LSU and Alabama. Clemson and Georgia are currently on the outside looking in. Ohio State may not hold the top spot for long, with Saturday's showdown between LSU and Alabama looming. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Game's already started. We should go in now.
Should I have parked this close to the stadium?
Yeah, it's fine. No one ever hits it this far. Ooh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
The College Football Playoff Committee releases the first rankings of the year. Carolina shuts Cam Newton down for the season, and the college basketball season begins with some upsets last night. 6:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The first college football rankings of the 2019 season were released last night, and the SEC not at number 1. That honor goes to Ohio State, who earned the committee's number 1 ranking for the first time in the college football playoff era. The Buckeyes are followed by number 2 LSU and number 3 Alabama, who have been ranked either first or second in the AP poll for the past 4 weeks and will face each other in a huge matchup Saturday in Tuscaloosa. CFP Selection Committee Chairman Rob Mullins explained why the Buckeyes were ranked ahead of the Tigers and Tide.
But when you watch Ohio State, they have performed at a very consistent level. Really good on both sides of the ball, explosive offensive playmakers, and Chase Young's probably as disruptive a defensive player as there is in the country. And when you look at their resume, they perform at a consistently high level every week.
Penn State rounds out the top 4, jumping ahead of number 5 Clemson, which was ranked 4th in the Associated Press poll. Mullins said the committee felt that Penn State's schedule has been more difficult and the Nittany Lions have been more consistent.
Penn State's been very consistent. I think they've held 7 of their 8 opponents to 13 points or less. And Clemson's coming on and playing their best football. But after week 10, the committee felt that Penn State was a notch above.
Penn State faces unbeaten number 17 Minnesota on Saturday. Number 6 ranked Georgia leads a pack of 1-loss teams, followed by number 7 Oregon, number 8 Utah, and number 9 Oklahoma. At number 10, Florida is the highest ranked 2-loss team and are followed closely by number 11 ranked Auburn, and Baylor, also undefeated, comes in at number 12. The 13-member committee will produce 4 more sets of rankings each Tuesday before they release that final list on Sunday, December the 8th. The University of Minnesota and head football coach P.J. Fleck have agreed to a 7-year contract extension that will run through the 2026 season. The contract's worth $33.25 million, but includes an important buyout provision that would require Fleck to pay the school millions of dollars if he leaves in the next 3 years. Fleck is in his 3rd year with Minnesota. Golden Gophers currently rank 17th in the playoff poll after an 8-0 start and a 5-0 record in the Big Ten. In NFL news, Cam Newton's season is over after the Carolina Panthers placed the quarterback on injured reserve yesterday. Newton's been trying to recover from a foot injury since week 2 of this season, but he's still experiencing pain. ESPN reports that after Newton visited with a foot specialist on Friday, management decided it would be best for the quarterback and the team to go ahead and shut him down for the rest of the season. Before this injury, the first pick of the 2011 draft had missed only 3 starts in 7 years. The Jacksonville Jaguars announced yesterday that Nick Foles will regain his job as starting quarterback from rookie Gardner Minshew, beginning with the November 17th game at Indianapolis. Minshew has started the past 8 games, while Foles was recovering from a broken collarbone sustained in the season opener. The 2020 college basketball season began last night, with most teams in the NCAA taking the court, including the top 4 ranked teams in the nation. Number 2 ranked Kentucky knocked off number 1 ranked Michigan State 69-62, and number 4 ranked Duke beat number 3 Kansas 68-66. In the SEC, Auburn's Samir Dowdy scored 20 points, and 3 Tigers finished in double figures as number 24 ranked Auburn defeated Georgia Southern 83-74. The Alabama basketball program is off to a disappointing start in the Nate Oates era as the Tide fell 81-80 to the Penn Quakers in Tuscaloosa. In other games, number 6 Florida beat North Florida 74-59. Georgia beat Western Carolina 91-72. Tennessee got the win over UNC Asheville 78-63. Arkansas crushed Rice 91-43, and Mississippi State beat Florida International 77-69. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars take the court for the first time this year. They have their opener at the Mitchell Center, and they take on the University of Pikeville Bears at 7 p.m. 10 minutes till 7, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pits and Tons Towing and Recovery. Traffic Center motorcyclist was killed and the firefighter critically injured in 2 crashes early this morning. Muskogee Bridge Road across the Pertino River right at the state line. So again, in Baldwin County, be careful if you travel those areas. They've got part of the roadway blocked off. Mobile Police Department are clear. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile Cathedral Square. It's the city's favorite certified Alabama farmers market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland. For every hunting season, Quince has everything you need and want. Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland, just off I-65.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast is going to expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. High school sports are supposed to be fun for all involved. We're talking about the players, the schools, the parents, the band, the fans, the students, everyone. But when a referee is punched, that becomes a news headline. 38-year-old Johnny Liddell Gilliam on Tuesday was charged with third-degree assault. The North Alabama man was arrested after punching a referee at a recent high school football game. According to authorities there, Gilliam surrendered to authorities on Monday after being accused of hitting that referee during Friday night's football game. At this hour, no word on what triggered the assault. We do expect, though, more details to be released in the coming days. This is a special week if you have a high school student who has their eyes set on going to college. This week, from November the 4th to November the 8th, Alabama high school students can apply to college for free. There's a complete list online, but here's what you need to know. Senator Doug Jones, he partnered up with the Alabama State Department of Education and the organization Alabama Possible to waive college application fees this week. So if you have a high school student, please pass the word. The college applications are free in Alabama all this week. It started November 4th and it's over November 8th. Check your calendars and make plans to enjoy a formal dinner and a special night at the Redemption Church in Saraland coming up November 20th. This event is free. It's open to all ages with special needs. The church is putting on their annual Joy of Dance, which caters specifically to their guests with special needs. The event is November the 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. Redemption Church is located at 1251 Industrial Parkway in Saraland. Once again, all ages are welcome. It's absolutely free. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 6:55 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile mornings on this Wednesday. Means our buddy Jeff Poore joins us coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll talk with him.
Also, not a lot to talk about with Jeff.
Nah,
right?
Nah. As a big, a big night for politics, even though it's the off presidential year. You had Tate Reeves winning in Mississippi, Virginia going blue, mm-hmm. Kentucky still in question. I don't know. You watch the cable news networks. MSNBC immediately gave it to Beshears, and then Fox News was like, hold on.
Yeah.
So we'll see where it goes. The numbers will hopefully be the final today. And then somebody will ask for a recount, I'm sure. All right. So I mentioned the story about remembering names, and this is something that I think we can all use a little help on. So the folks over at Psychology Today said, here's some steps to try to remember names. Number one, focus. Don't let yourself get distracted by something, including your own social anxiety. If you're really in the moment, you won't forget a name so easily.
Focus.
Okay, so focus. Don't get distracted. That's a message to me. Number two here, repeat their name back to them, saying something like, nice to meet you, Tom. It really helps your brain process it.
Haven't figured out a way to not make that awkward yet.
Right, and especially if their name's not Tom. Number three here, they said associate the name with something meaningful to you. Like if you have a Tom Cat or your favorite actor is Tom Hanks, then put that. But just make sure, I guess, when you greet them, you don't go, hey, Tom Cat Hanks. Also, they said form a mental image between the person and your association. Like if the name is Victoria and it reminds you of Queen Victoria, picture them wearing a crown. And they said connect their appearance to their name. Like Victoria is wearing a V-neck sweater. The V alone might help you remember that name later on. And keep repeating the name. Say it again in a conversation a few minutes later. And then again as you're saying goodbye. And maybe even one more time to yourself on a car ride home. Repeating it over and over again makes it a long-term memory. So good luck. We could all use the help on that, especially during the holiday season. 6:57. We'll be right back.